It's not me, it's you. I've found someone else. I think we're better off as friends. There are many tried and true ways of breaking up with a romantic partner, but how do you end other relationships in your life, the ones you can no longer afford? Day-to-Day producer Kimin Sung has these thoughts.
There are people we pay to be in our lives, to make us pretty, happy, or healthy. Your dentist, hairdresser, personal trainer are just a few. But this tough economy has tested those commitments.
Usually they just let me know that, you know, especially with the times that are going on, that this isn't something extra that they can fit into their budget.
Personal chef Avery Romer is dealing with smaller budgets and changed expectations. Despite letdowns, Avery does what most people do in a relationship in its twilight, try to stay in touch.
We just fade out of each other's lives, you know, or they refer me to other people, so there is some sort of communication, or they say, you know, I'll get back to you when times are better. So, you know, I keep them in my emails, I keep them in my phone logs, and, you know, I send them a friendly reminder here and there and let them know I'm still around and waiting for them when they're ready.
And it's not always easy for the person on the other end. David Badalon is a Hollywood scenic artist who was laid off last year and only recently returned to work. He recounts the end of his relationship with a chiropractor he was seeing for a hip injury.
Well, I had to keep canceling appointments and setting them for later times to the point where it just got to, you know, I just can't. Because either I'm going to buy food or I'm going to see you. There was a point where he actually gave me some free sessions just to keep the visits going, but I got to the point where I started feeling guilty. You know, I can't take this. I want to pay you. I want to be able to, pull my weight.
So what's the best way to handle it? Do you just stop calling, see less of each other and start to fade away, or have that heart to heart? I asked Slate.com's advice columnist, Dear Prudence, also known as Emily Yaffe, about protocol.
If you just stop in at a manicure place and don't have anyone you see regularly, you don't have to say anything. But if you have a hairdresser who you've been going to for a long time, you really have sort of a personal obligation, just as if you've been casually seeing someone a few times, you don't have to have the major breakup conversation. You can just sort of say, hey, this isn't working out, or I'm very busy. This isn't a good time for me, whereas if you've been a couple for 18 months, you actually have to, you can't just say the economy is so bad, I can't see you anymore.
If you feel tensions, stresses.
I met about my 13-month anniversary with my yoga instructor, Kara Price, who teaches at Yoga Works in Los Angeles.
Can you inhale through the nose, open the mouth, and physically, mentally, spiritually release? One more time. Deep inhale, let everything go.
But spiritual release comes at a price, and these days more and more people are having to weigh their priorities.
This is the first time in my yoga teaching career that I've seen students have to drop out of yoga due to the economy. I've seen a major change in just since the summer, and actually from a year ago. A large class would be 54 students. Now a large class would be 30 students.
And how students depart depends.
The ones that have been my students for a while definitely do tell me. And then the students that I haven't known very well, they sort of just drop out of the picture.
I've been her student for about a year, so I decided to have that talk with her. I needed her to know I might not be coming around as often, that it wasn't her, and it wasn't me. It was my job, or lack thereof.
Thank you for letting me know.
My circumstances changed. After March, I won't have that job anymore. But just as Kara pushes me to concentrate on Ardha Chandrasanas, she encourages me to persevere.
I believe that if you do invest in your yoga classes, then you're going to feel better. The better you feel, the better you look, the better you look, the easier it is to present yourself to new employers. So if you're unemployed, it's actually a great time to come and put your efforts into continuing a yoga practice and then go out and beat on some doors and present yourself in a very holistic way. One door closes and a better door opens. and I totally believe that.
For NPR News, I'm Kimin Sung.